My name is Brian Hosmer. I'm a winemaker at Chateau Chantal here, and I want to talk to you today about grape racists. And so these are people who have it out for certain varieties just because they may not come from vinifera parentage. And so they are what we've traditionally called hybrids, but now we're trying to continue evolving them to refer to them as resistant varieties, since that they are resistant to many of the native pathogens that are come from the United States, where a lot of these varieties come from. So they have a competitive advantage. And we're talking about grapes that have been bred for 2,000 years, 2,000, 3,000 years, and where normal fruit you might buy at the grocery store has had opportunities to be crossed and changed. And like most apples you eat are newer varieties that have been developed in the last 100 years, whereas grapes, we fetishize something that is, you know, 2,000 years old and has never had the opportunity to develop resistance to things. And don't get me wrong, these are great varieties. I'm a big fan of Pinot Noir, which is what I'm kind of referring to. But the flip side is there's so much coming out right now so fast because the nature of the way they've been bred has changed so rapidly in the last few years, where you get worried because you hear about it maybe being, it's all normal sexual pollination. They're hybridized by crossing different varieties. They're not cloning or doing anything of this nature of gene manipulation. We're able to now look at the genes and see if they have resistance and then move through this much quicker. So the amount of varieties that are gonna be coming out in the next 10 years is just gonna increase so fast. It's gonna be so much change in the wine industry. It'll be very interesting because we'll get some of the flavor characteristics and tannin profiles of some of the more traditional vinifera varieties with some of the resistance and cultivar strengths that with some of the more old school American varieties. And so it's very interesting tasting and seeing what's on the horizon right now.